This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the show, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Pro Football Hall of Famer Michael Irvin, joining us on the show this morning. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. What's up, man? You guys got Frank in the Frank, what's up, buddy? Long time no see.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. Frank's a master, man. I remember working with him over at Fox, man, and watching all the things that he does. He's just a funny dude, man. He's a funny dude.
And Michael Irvin is an incredibly intelligent human being. From that analysis right there, that's all I'm going to say.
We'll just let you guys talk.
Are you guys even here? I was just going to go into talk about a tremendous situation. Look at Michael Irvin coming out of college, incredible, out there at the U. He made, without Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman doesn't have a job. Emmitt Smith unable to do anything on the field. Michael Irvin opened up the entire field. Jimmy Johnson wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. You wouldn't have, look at Barry Switzer. None of these guys would have done anything if it wasn't for Michael Irvin, and don't you agree 100%? Don't answer that, Michael. That'll get you in trouble. I'll get a call from Rich Eisen saying, what'd you do to my buddy, Kurt Warner, in his flash outfit, still pretending to run on a green screen? Tremendous situation. I love everything about him. And I hear that Todd McShay might be at the Jets. I don't know what's going to happen, and now there's supposed to be a Michael Irvin interview. He hasn't had a chance to talk yet, so let's throw it back to him.
I swear to you, I was almost about to say, I know you guys had Mel Kiper in there too. I was almost about to say, that's how good that is right there, man. He does such a great job with those impersonations, man. It's great.
Michael Irvin joining us on the show. All right, Michael, I got to ask you a question. With Browns related, Baker Mayfield made some news last week. He commented on Duke Johnson and whether or not Duke Johnson wants to be there. It got brought up again from Mike Silver yesterday, the NFL Network. What's your feelings, Michael, if a quarterback mentions another player with their contract situation, anything like that? What's your thought as a former player and obviously a former wide receiver and a guy who didn't play quarterback but obviously was a big name?
Well, I hold a rule of thumb in that matter. You know, if you don't want to be here, you have every right to not want to be here, but you have every right to stay away from camp. Do not come in. I don't care if you're under contract or not. I don't want to be there. I'm not coming in. Please trade me or whatever. Once you bring your buddy in, and you know I love Duke Johnson, he's from the U. But once you come in, buddy, you committed to me. I understand before you get on the football field, you're committed to your family. You're committed to the contract, whatever you want. But once you say yes and once you get on that field, then we have to be about our business. You know, that's why if you hold out, I won't say anything. Because you're doing your business. But once you sign and once you come in, then we are about winning championships. And the rule is you stay away from people's money. But in that situation, Duke's on the field. We're all on the field. Let your agents take care of all of that. Come out here, put in all the work, because we're committed to each other. We're not committed to a front office. We're not committed to your agent. You're committed to one another. That's why the KD stuff. When you watch what KD did, he came back because of that commitment to his team. And everybody's talking about, what did he do that for? I mean, everybody that says that never got a championship. That's why they never got a championship. Once you're on this field, once you're on that court, you commit to the team, and that's that.
Michael Irvin joining us on the show. So you agree with Baker by what you're saying.
I love what Baker's doing. I love what Baker's doing. I'm going to tell you, when they drafted Baker, I said, you know, because at the time, a lot of people were wondering, is that the right move? Is Baker the best? I said, we got quarterbacks with physical skill sets. And physical skill sets on it, I've done all these other guys, maybe very little. But the mentality is the difference. And Baker's mentality is what's needed in Cleveland because he believes, I don't care how big is Goliath, I'm David and I just slay him. And that's what Cleveland needs. And Cleveland hadn't had that at quarterback since Bernie Kosar. Bernie Kosar had that mentality. I played with Miami. I knew he had that mentality. And that's the mentality that fits for Cleveland.
Michael Irvin joining us. He's our Radio.com Sports NFL insider. So how does that play in a locker room where you have a 24-year-old rookie, he's never been in the playoffs, just had a great first year, trying to turn everything around, and then maybe Duke, a veteran who has probably some friends on the team. They endured 0-16. How do you think that plays in the locker room? Because we got reports overnight that some of the veterans didn't take too kindly to it.
That's to be understandable. I promise you, as God is my witness on my mother and father's grave, when I first got to Dallas, we were horrible. And when I came in with the brashness, there were many people that on my football team that were talking, oh, man, here come this rookie, thinking he's all of this, saying all of this. You expect that. These guys have not won in a long time, and now they have a young guy trying to come in and tell them how to win. They're going to take that the wrong way. But that's okay. It'll start weeding out. And all the guys that are talking, they'll end up ultimately leaving as you turn that corner. Man, when we lost, I came in to Dallas. I thought we were going to win because I won all my games at Miami. I won championships at Miami. We came in. We lost 13 games in that first year. I cried. Literally, dog. I'm talking about literally. Physically crying tears in the locker. And a lot of guys came by me and tapped me and said, hey, Mike, come on, man. This is the NFL. We don't cry in the NFL. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And when Jimmy Johnson got the head coaching job, you know how they always said, brothers don't snitch. I'm going to tell you this, brother, snitch. Everybody that touched my hand and said, don't worry, we don't do this in the NFL, pick up that check on Tuesday. I told Jimmy, hey, he got to go. Because if you're not willing to adhere to what it's going to take to win ball games, and if it doesn't hurt you to your soul, to your damn soul, to lose ball games, then we have no use of you. And that's what's going to weed out in Cleveland, as long as you have a guy like Baker putting everybody to the fire.
See, here's a point, and this is Frank, by the way, with my own regular voice. This is why having a respected person from your Hall of Fame receiver from your organization that could come back and talk to the team could really do something for your team and get people all together. When you have somebody like a Michael Irvin who can put those thoughts together and be so respected, I think you could gain more camaraderie. What they need is somebody like a Michael Irvin who could go into the Cowboys locker room and bring that camaraderie because he's had that history and totally respected by everybody.
Michael, yeah. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, well, people, that's what people don't understand. See, when you're turning over from losing to winning, or either from being middle of the pack to a championship, it's not going to go smoothly. It's not going to go smoothly. We're going to have some patches to get there. But once we get there, we'll be able to have sustainability. You get a nucleus. You get the Baker Mayfield, the Odell Beckham, the Jarvis Landry. You get the nucleus of that team, the Myles Garrett, guys like that. And they set the pattern. And everybody that comes in there, they have to adhere to that pattern or beat your damn feet, pat your toes, or walk out the door. You know, whatever you got to do, you got to walk out the door. And all Baker and those guys are trying to do is set the nucleus and then set the pattern for how you win football games. That's the bottom line.
Well, Michael, what I fear, Michael Irvin joining us on the show, he's on the phone, Frank Caliendo in studio, see him at Hilarity's coming up on June 18th, he'll also be out east in Liberty Township at the Funny Bone on the 17th, find it at frankonstage.com. Michael, the thing I fear is we're talking about this a week and a half after the fact, and it seems to be if they don't make the playoffs, something disastrous happens, they don't make the playoffs. It feels to me that this kind of stuff is used against him where, yeah, I agree with Baker Mayfield. I agree with what you're saying. But when you say it publicly, it seems a lot of people want to use this against him and use this against the Cleveland Browns.
And that's because they're used to a certain way. And people aren't used to anybody coming in and rocking their boat. Why do you think we call them trailblazers? Because they're blazing a trail that nobody else has gone. So you're about to get the brunt of the wind since you're out front. And yes, they're going to use it against him. They'll use it against him as long as they can. But as long as he continues down that road, he'll get enough people following him, especially since they made Freddie Kitchens the head coach. And you know Freddie Kitchens has gotten that job because because he wrote Baker Mayfield like a backpack. That's why he got that job, because he wrote him like a backpack. So that gives Baker the credibility and the credentials he needs to speak out. And you fully understand you're not getting rid of the head coach. They're not getting rid of the head coach or the quarterback as long as they're tied together. So you either get on board or you get on. So I have no issues with it. And Baker is smart enough. He'll take the brunt of all of this right now, because you're going to give him all the glory when he turns it around and Cleveland does some winning.
I'll tell you what, guys, John Gruden here, I just trade everybody, man. Makes it better, man. Don't care how good they are.
Michael Irvin joining us.
You trade everybody. You say the Lakers and LeBron. This ain't basketball. This ain't baseball. In no sport, you have individual isolated success. We watch LeBron or KD or Kawhi take the ball from one rim and go all the way to the other and dunk the ball. He has success all by himself. You watch a guy at home plate slap a home run. That's success all by himself. Even on the golf course, we watch Tiger in that match dropping those putts all by himself. In the NFL, you can't do anything all by yourself. There's no individual isolated success. So he has to get a group of guys that are like-minded. And those group of guys are in there. They're in there, and they'll come out because of what he's doing, and it'll turn around and work out. But I can't wait to see Cleveland on the football field, because the friendship that Baker, Jarvis, and all y'all had prior to being on the football field will materialize in some great things on the football field. That's the one thing that makes a difference, I mean, between championships and good teams. It's connectivity. If each man makes a promise to the other man, I will get my damn job done today. I am not just playing with another football player. It's not just another teammate. This is my friend. I will get my job done for my board. That will materialize on the football field, and I can't wait to see what happens in Cleveland this year.
Michael Irvin with us, giving us some of his time. I want to know about what this will look like this year with Odell Beckham. We all know he's a fantastic talent. There's only so much ball to go around. Jarvis Landry, his college teammate's going to be there. Some really young, talented wideouts. And, of course, Baker knows how to get everybody involved. How will that look this year, Michael?
Yeah, the best way I can give you to describe, at least the football side of it, is the danger. The Pittsburgh Steelers brought people with Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. It was phenomenal. I thought those two could have dominated for a while. But they didn't have the connectivity that Odell and Jarvis had prior to coming on the football field. So great success in one area diminished the success in the other or caused problems in the other. That won't happen in Cleveland. These dudes here, man, I'm a Bible man. Like Jonathan and David in the Bible, they were such great friends that people started questioning how close they were. They thought it was something else. And these guys have that close friendship, and it will pay dividends on the football field. I'm telling you, it'll pay dividends on the football field. And the one thing I like more than anything is Odell has the ability to make grabs that blows your mind. But he can't make those grabs unless he has a quarterback with some skill kuhunas down there that will throw some balls in some dangerous areas. Eli wasn't going to do that. Baker will. That's why I'm willing to watch and wait to see exactly what happens with that tandem.
Michael, we thank you very much for the time. Hope to talk to you again soon. All the best, my friend.
You got to call me anytime, man, you want to talk to that group. Because I can't. That group's going to electrify the NFL, man. Now, let me tell you, when I say that, I'm talking about either way it goes. If it goes great, it's going to electrify the NFL. If it doesn't go great, they're going to kick at it until something comes out of it. So it's best that team, if I'm on that team, I'm telling the guys, there's a lot of hype around us. And if it doesn't materialize, everybody's going to be talking about us in a negative way until we start having issues in this locker room. Let's not give them that opportunity.
We love it. Michael, thank you very much, buddy.
All right, guys.
Thank you. Michael Irvin joining us on the show. Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer. Great stuff from him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.